Hi, I'm Jamaica. I'm 15 and I go to Garfield High School. I have an iPod, a cell phone, and a laptop that I share with my mom. I use my iPod all day and even at night when I'm at home. I use my cell phone all the time. I'm talking to everyone, texting everyone, and the laptop I don't use as much just because it doesn't have the internet, so I don't really use it for anything but like movies and games. And if I need the internet, I just go to my grandparents' house or an internet cafe. I really love listening to music on my iPod. I was doing it before I got out here. And I always use my cell phone just constantly. I love using it. I love texting. But the one thing that I'm always sure to check up on is my MySpace. And MySpace is a totally different story. And I got my MySpace in the spring of 7th grade, and it's, like, at the very beginning, I was totally obsessed. Like, I was always on it, and I was always, like, putting up new pictures, like, commenting my friends or changing my layout. But now that I'm older, I kind of grew out of it, and I never actually, like, deleted my MySpace, but there are times when I was, like, never on. And instead of using it for, like, gossiping and asking for comments, I use it now to like look for upcoming concerts and like new music, and my friends even like put up movies and stories they've made. And MySpace, like, for me as a person, has helped change who I am. Like, it's shaped who I've become, because MySpace is in the midst of like every culture, and I can see like everything and all the kinds of things that I admire. In middle school, MySpace was like a completely new thing. So everyone that was anyone had one. And if you had a MySpace, you were pretty cool. but sometimes like not having a MySpace kind of like puts you out of what's going on. Like new movies and like music and stuff like that. And even politics is all a part of MySpace. And having a MySpace doesn't have to be about gossip or like showing off your hottest new picture. It can be about like networking and putting up your latest movie. But the thing about MySpace that a lot of adults don't seem to understand is many teenagers aren't stupid. Most teenagers don't give out their addresses or phone numbers, and we know who to trust and how to ignore people who harass us. And I totally get why administrators do not allow MySpace at school. It's not necessary. It's understandable that it's not allowed, because MySpace distracts everyone, and if you're not using the computer for studying or doing work, what is it worth? MySpace has the potential to be dangerous, but making sure your kids are being safe can prevent that. Sometimes adults' lectures can be overkill. Just an informative talk to make sure that we understand the rules and our own boundaries is enough. Yeah. Oh, I was listening to Over There, yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if sometimes, if your friends and you, if everybody's living in their own world, do you think it cuts down on face-to-face communication? If everybody's texting each other or texting each other, does it become, can it become a little more isolated?
I think sometimes, like, I'm a very social person myself. Like, I'm always talking. I've gotten in so much trouble for it. Like, it's, yeah, it's not something I only listen to my iPod, like, if we're doing something like isolated in class. Like, some teachers let you listen to your iPod, or like on the bus in the morning and after school. I don't necessarily listen to it like all day, every day, but it's something that's like a part of my life, because like music is a part of my life, you know? So I don't think it's necessarily that iPods like just distract everyone, you know? So like nobody's listening to each other or like putting into a conversation. But I think it can isolate people if they like get really into it, like the iPhone, where you can go on the internet, listen to music, and talk on the phone. I think that's a little like, okay, I'm gonna be over here while you guys are talking, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I kind of consider it like almost a soundtrack to my life, because if I'm sitting in class, I'm the kind of person where music, like, helps me pay attention more. And, like, it's not exactly that I'm like, okay, I'm listening to you and doing this. It's more like I can have my iPod on and I can listen at the same time, because the music is, like, in the background. Like, I don't really have to pay attention to the music to know it's there. So, yeah. Well, other kids in my class do, but I try to, like, avoid it because it's really disrespectful. Well, it depends on what teacher you have. Like, if you have the cool teacher, then you can text in class, like, not while we're, like, taking a test or anything, you know, but, like, if you're just sitting there and there's not really much going on, you can text message. Yeah. Yeah. The thing about MySpace is like, I don't really pay attention to the stuff that's going on around what's happening, you know? Like, pop-ups are really annoying, so I tend to just ignore them and get on with whatever I'm doing. But I understand, like, your concern for, like, the pop-ups and stuff like that, and I wish I knew a way to fix it, but I don't. Yeah. I think it's like 5%. It more depends on, like, what time of the class it is. Like, if you're taking a test, most teachers will be like, okay, no iPods right now, no cell phones, no electronics at all. But if it's, like, during a break time, or if, I don't know, I think it's more like if we're doing, like, a journal in class, like in my language arts class, if we're doing journals, it's like the first, like, 10, 15 minutes of the class, then we're allowed to listen to music. But if it's a test or if we're having a class discussion, we aren't allowed to use it. Yeah.